Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God. Welcome to Morning Dew Prayer. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Zechariah chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. The scriptures read as follows. Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it, the word of the Lord to his people." Let us pray. Holy Father, we come before you this morning in the name of Jesus. We bless your name for your presence as we stand unified in prayer. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and in the spirit we enter your courts with praise. We thank you for another opportunity to call on your great name. We are grateful for your open invitation for us to come boldly to your throne of grace where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Lord, we proclaim you now and your mighty power. We declare in the heavenly places that all power is in your hands. In your wisdom, you know what we need before we ask. So we praise you for being our God and for knowing us intimately. You care about us, and your mercy endures forever. We give you glory for being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We praise you, God, for releasing new mercies to us at the breaking of this day and grace sufficient for us to walk in power and confidence in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Psalm 68 and 19 that you daily load us with benefits. So we praise you for increased power, bigger dreams, new opportunities, abundant provision, health and strength, families that function and look according to what you have preordained for the family and every member in the family. We praise you for divine protection and blessings that shall overtake us. We humble ourselves in your presence because we understand that by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift from you, God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. So we thank you, Holy Father, for the gift of life and life more abundantly because of your word. We are grateful that our names are written in heaven and you have given us authority over all the power of the enemy. So we decree and declare salvation for our households according to Acts 16 and 31. We believe that you are pouring out your spirit on our children, everyone connected to us, and on all flesh. And we thank you for the assignments that you have poured into the earth for the people of God to walk out in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our pastors, bishops, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers are men and women of integrity who seek your face and speak what they hear from you. We decree and declare that those hidden agendas will be exposed and every idol and high place shall be brought down as you protect your people, God. Lord, we pray that you arise and let your enemies be scattered. We lift up your name, Jesus, above every name this morning, and we thank you for the victory as all things in our lives line up with your word and your majestic authority. We praise you, Lord, for being our strong tower and our defender. You are the lifter of our heads, so we cast all of our cares on you this morning. We thank you that you have spoken from eternity, and everything that you have preordained for this day shall happen in the name of Jesus. You declare that we shall not die, but live to declare your marvelous works. God, you sent your word to heal all our diseases, and we receive divine healing right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that our bodies are whole, our minds are whole, our emotions are whole, and anything that may be hidden in our body now has been made whole by the cleansing power, God, from your hand. And we thank you this morning for health and healing. We thank you for extending your right hand to block the schemes of the enemy. And we praise you for closing every portal and every path demons assigned to attack us would have made known. And God, we thank you for sealing us until the day of redemption. We thank you for canceling the assignments of the spiritual assassins who have been assigned against our lives. And we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We praise you, God, for causing divine light to shine on us because we are in right standing with you, and we are in the place where you have commanded blessings to be released in our lives. You are the promise keeper. You are faithful, God, to keep your gracious covenant and mercy with those who love you and keep your commandments to 1,000 generations. So we declare right now, and we speak prophetically over the generations to come according to your word, that as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. We agree with you, God, and we give you full legal authority to have your way in our lives. We ask that you search our hearts and root out sin and any seed of unrighteousness by the power of the Holy Spirit. We declare ourselves free today according to the scriptures, because whom the Son set free is free indeed. And we praise you, God, because we shall never be bound again by cords of wickedness. The past is in the past, and we bless your name, God, for doing a new thing in us. So we shout unto you this morning with a great voice of triumph, because you chose us before the foundation of the world to be your sons and daughters, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We thank you for every kingdom assignment that you have charged to our hands. And we thank you that your provision is divinely timed with our purpose and seasons of our lives. And we magnify your name for giving us great provisions and overflow in the name of Jesus. So we stand in kingdom authority today. And we are grateful that because of the salvific blood of Jesus, we have a right to praise you. We declare that you are God alone and you are worthy of our praise. We thank you for being our provider and for setting open doors before us that no man can shut. Thank you, Lord, for releasing miracles, divine ideas, jobs, promotions, and inexplicable favor to us. We call blood disorders, ligaments, joints in every cell, tissues and muscles in our bodies to line up to your perfect design as we stand under your healing stream this morning in the name of Jesus. We pray for those in the body of Christ who are dealing with cancer and diseases, God, that are subject to your healing power. So we call them healed this morning. We pray that you touch them so that a praise can come forth that precedes the healing. Because, God, we believe in you in the name of Jesus. We thank you according to Proverbs 21:1, even for the hearts of mankind, the hearts of humanity, because the word declares that the king's heart is in your hands. And as the rivers of water, you turn our hearts according to your word. So as we are on the threshold of electing, of seeing another president, God, installed in office, we pray for President Obama and his family for their safety, protection, and peace as they leave the office of the president. And we pray for President Trump, and we President-elect Trump, and we pray that you would, Father, help him. Help him in the name of Jesus. We pray against the arrogance. We pray against the hidden agendas. And God, we pray that you help him, have mercy on him. Touch his heart even right now in the name of Jesus. Temper him. And God, show him that you are Lord above all and that righteousness exalts a nation. So we pray for this nation, God, and we decree and declare that this nation shall be a place where your name shall be exalted above all. We decree and declare that we will pray for this nation. We will live for the glory of God in this nation. We decree and declare right now that prosperity shall flow from this nation. And we pray for the saints across this nation, God, that we will all put our trust in you. And that, God, the years to come shall be greater than the years gone by. And you will show your exceeding favor in these times to show that no matter who sits in the office of authority, our responsibility is to pray for them in the name of Jesus. But, God, ultimately we pray to you because you're our source. You're our strength. You're the strength of our lives. And God, it's you who daily loads us with benefits. It's you who have crowned the year with favor. It's you, God, who delights in our prosperity. So we bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. And we thank you that our life and times are in your hands, God. So our hearts are filled with joy this morning because you are our provider. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. And God, we thank you that you cover us on every hand. We thank you that you're our protection. We thank you that you're our provider. So, God, our praises go to you. Our hope is in you, God, all the day long. And so, God, we bless you this morning. And, Father, we praise you. We praise you for our testimony because we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we speak life today, and we declare your goodness. We declare your word that's sharper than any two-edged sword. And God, we thank you that as we speak in the heavenly realms and as we speak in the earth, what we decree and declare by the authority and power in your name, it is so. And we thank you that it is so in the spirit realm first. And by faith, we pull it into the earth, God. And God, we see, God, according to faith, the great things that you have in store for the people of God. So in this atmosphere of faith, we praise you, God, for strength for the journey, grace sufficient to endure the light afflictions, that come against us. Our confession of faith is that this too shall pass, and for every light affliction that we face, there shall be glory after we endure the test. We're grateful, God, that you have given us the spirit of love and of power and of a sound mind. So in the presence of every mountain and obstacle, we say grace, grace, because the mountain of obstacles shall be made plain or insufficient as we speak with authority and proclaim your great power. Thank you, God, for filling our hearts with hope in the face of every situation. And we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper because it's working out for our good right now. God, we praise you this morning because the sickness is not unto death, but it's working out for our good. The test is for our testimony, and it's working together for our good. The problem is for our preparation, and it's working together for our good. So we praise you, Lord, for the continuous flow of your anointing oil in our life that destroys every yoke. We praise you, God, for giving us power, and God, for healing us from every incident that may have occurred in the past. And today we claim perfect peace as we keep our minds stayed on you. Lord, we declare that your way is perfect, your word is proven, and you are a shield to all who trust you. We know your name, and we trust you, because you have not forsaken those who seek you. Your word declares that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. So we give you glory, because we stand in a wealthy place. We surrender in your presence, Lord, and we declare that we belong to you. In obedience to your word, we lean not to our own understanding today, but we acknowledge you in all our ways, and we trust you to direct our paths. Lord, we give you glory in this great day that you have made, and we enter now your course with praise. We praise you because you are the only wise God, our Savior, and you are worthy of our praise. The heavens declare your glory, and we worship you in spirit and in truth. We declare that great are the works of your hands, and your mercies are new every morning. God, we receive every new mercy that you poured out to us today in the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom to see the works of your hands and to understand even when we can't see it. God, you favor us and you love us with an everlasting love. We're grateful that your compassion does not fail. So we reverence your presence and we thank you that you're moving things in eternity that will manifest in our lives in this season. We declare, God, that in your presence there's fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We declare, God, that your presence is here to heal, to restore, to bless, to lift the heavy burdens, and to destroy yokes by the power of your anointing. We declare that divine healing is flowing in us right now. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We decree and declare that you are doing a new thing in our lives, and now, God, it shall spring forth by your great power. Thank you even for those who have sown in tears, that now is the season, God, that they shall reap in joy. We declare according to your word that the dry places in our lives are revived, refreshed, restored by the latter rain this day. So for this prayer, God, we thank you for this time just to be in your presence. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence this morning. And as we leave this place, but God, as we remain forever in your hands and in your holy presence, we thank you. We just want to say thank you this morning, God. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And, Father, we live for your glory. You are our shield and the horn of our salvation, and we give you great praise. Thank you that we have our petition because we have prayed according to your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, welcome. Welcome this morning. Guide us throughout this day. Guide us throughout this day. Protect us. Drain us. Help to fulfill the plan of God in our lives because you're here to lead and guide us into all truth. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. God, we praise you. Jesus, we love you. We adore you. And we thank you for this time of prayer. And we thank you that this prayer is settled in heaven and every prayer petition is answered. God bless the people of God everywhere. Touch us. Just touch us this morning. Let praise come forth. Let praise come forth as we give you glory and just thank you, God, for who you are. And God, we say amen in Jesus' name. Saints, thank you for joining us on Healing H2O's Morning Dew prayer line. And as a final word, I encourage you to go in peace. Have a wonderful day. Walk by faith and not by sight. God is for you. God is for you. Be blessed.